You're listening to Encounter, a daily podcast of sacred and mindful meditations to help you encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. You've gotten into these conversations at parties, haven't you? Going around the circle, and everyone names their favorite movie, their favorite restaurant, or their most cherished vacation spot. It's always hard to answer, though, isn't it? It depends. It may vary on your mood or who you're with, or maybe you have several favorites and just can't decide. Then, as soon as you do decide, you hear someone else's answer and think, oh, I forgot. Yes, I like that one too. Jesus was once pulled into a similar conversation. He was asked which of God's commandments were the most important. His answer might not have been dissimilar to one you might give. He said, I can't think of just one, but two come to mind. This meditation from the 22nd chapter of the book of Matthew will help you use love to steer you through life, to navigate you in and around all that you encounter. So to begin your meditation, just settle into a place of calm and peacefulness for a moment. Relax not only your mind, but your body. Not only your thoughts, but your eyes. Just feel yourself begin to surrender to quiet as you rest in His presence. And from the Valley of Vision, O God, make me worthy of your calling and this time you have given me, that the name of Jesus be glorified in me and I in him. Encounter God now in silent reflection. Let this continuing time of silence now flow into a time of prayer. A prayer not of words, but of presence. A prayer not of lists, but of satisfaction. A beginning moment to encounter God in your way, from your heart, and in your time. Continue to become even more aware of God now, His Spirit, and His Son, through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes, and as you breathe, focus on taking deep, slow breaths. Just feel your stomach start to rise as you breathe in the very breath of God. Don't force it. Just be aware of your slow and steady breathing. In Greek, the word for the Spirit of God is pneuma. It means spirit, but it also means breath and to breathe. So breathe in now the Spirit of God. And as you exhale, whisper silently that I love God, and I love others. Breathe in deep. And as you exhale, just think silently. I love God and I love others. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of you breathing and whisper that I love God and I love others. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Take a note of anything that you feel or hear, or even taste or smell. What are you experiencing right now that reminds you of God's love? Can you hear God's love around you right now? Can you feel it? We'll stay here being present with God and centering on the truth of His love for 1 minute. Your mind will wander. I give you permission for it to wander. But when you realize it has, let that remind you to focus back. The process of drifting and returning will help you be more aware of God today, so practice that now. Center on the presence of God's love and return there again when your mind wanders. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three separate times of ever-widening reflection, and fight the temptation to consider it too closely. Just simply encounter God and listen closely too for a gift from the Holy Spirit as we read from Matthew chapter 22 verse 37 from the New English Translation. And Jesus said to him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind." What did the Holy Spirit center you on there? What lingers in your mind from this passage will remain there for a moment. After pausing, what still remains of the passage? Let your mind wander again, and then let the Holy Spirit return you to the core of what He wants to share with you. Listen once again to this passage, but with a bit wider view from the New International Version. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let these words soak into your very being. Let your mind drift through the many opportunities the Holy Spirit has given you to love God and love others today. What are some of those moments? Well, rest in them here and thank Him for each of those blessings to love Him and love others. Thank you. Listen to your third and sacred reading with an even wider perspective from the Amplified Version. Now when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced and muzzled the Sadducees, they gathered together. One of them, a lawyer, an expert in Mosaic law, he asked Jesus a question to test him. He said, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Well, and Jesus replied to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Well, but the second one is like it. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," that is, unselfishly seek the best or higher good for others. The whole law and the writings of the prophets depend on these two commandments. Resting in imaginative contemplation for another moment, remain with your eyes closed and imagine being back at that party, that gathering, the conversation going around the circle. You're nervous as it gets closer and closer to you. The question makes you nervous. You don't know yet how you will answer. The other answers are interesting, but will yours be as provocative and thoughtful? Finally, it gets to you. Everyone looks at you and asks, "So, go ahead. Tell us what you think is the number one rule to living a fulfilling life." How do you feel hearing that question? How do you answer? What is the number one rule to living a fulfilling life? Weave your way through your thoughts for a minute as you craft a response. As you were present in your imagination at the party and the make-believe question, discern God's presence in your life now, here today. Jesus said to love God and love others. How does that manifest itself in your day, today, or tomorrow? How can you love God more tomorrow than today? How can you intentionally love others more too? We'll weave your way through your thoughts for another minute as you craft a response to that too. As you close your time, return to your breathing. A whispered breath of meditation. I love God and I love others. Let the word love be your guide today. Let it be your meditation all throughout your day. And let me pray that you remember to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And likewise, to love your neighbor as yourself. That is, unselfishly seek the best or higher good for others. Now to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and forever will be, Amen. So today, you have the opportunity to love. Expect opportunities to love. Look for them today. Moments to love God more by loving others more. So when you're ready, step into your day and be mindful of moments to encounter God in love.